but it feels so good knowing that if I don't want to go in, I don't have to. Will it cure my burnout? Probably not, but it might help a little bit.
We gotta talk about what's going on. Because a lot of nurses are basically just quitting their jobs right now. Because you got stress levels to the max, burnt out, you got micromanagement, and you also have like huge layoffs happening in the nursing sector. This person says, love the patients, love the nursing task, but just hate everything else. Like, let me ask your nurse, you know, let me ask you this. Can you just do this message real quick? Can you contact the doctor? Says, I'm not a carrier pigeon. The family asked me a million questions, you know, asking them about case management concerns, getting mad at them. You know, says, I'm also a therapist, a CNA, housekeeping, security, personal messenger, DoorDash receiver, secretary. It's just insane. It's getting to the point where a lot of people are just so incredibly burnt out from nursing. You know, you got nurses that just started and are wanting to quit. Like, this person started the first nursing job in January, 4 months in, already tired of it, and just can't do this anymore. Just check out some of these videos.
I just got to work and I don't want to go in. And it's not pre-shift anxiety. It's definitely pre-shift exhaustion. I'm tired and I just don't have the mental or physical energy to be able to deal with being a nurse today. And I don't want someone to yell at me. I don't want somebody to, like, I'm exhausted. I'm really, really exhausted and I just don't feel like nursing today. I want to be nursed.
Get ready with me while I talk about me quitting my job. So I am a new grad nurse, as everybody knows. I worked at my long-term care facility for literally 3 months, y'all. I started my job in January, like 21st, 22nd to be exact. And I look so pale right now. And I just quit the other day. Like, I did the whole like 2 weeks notice thing. Sorry, I have a job interview and I have to keep up with the track of time. I did the whole 2 weeks notice thing. So those videos that I was posting of like me working the 7 days in a row, I did that so that my check tomorrow can be a large sum of money because I was gonna get my bag, but now I don't think it's financially responsible for me to go get that bag because I don't have a job. But like I said, I'm getting ready for a job interview right now. These are the products that I use. Black sunscreen and Kiehl's moisturizer. Yeah, so I have a job interview right now. Well, at 3:00 at a place that's like 30 minutes from my house, which is not bad. But yeah, if y'all want a story time on what happened and why I quit my job, just comment below. But the videos will still be happening of clock out of work with me whenever I am able to clock out of a job. Okay, bye y'all. Wish me luck. I'm sure I'll get it. And the pay is $33 an hour, which is $5 more than what I was making at my previous job. Okay, bye.
So I just got to work. Another brutal beating. Fucking just and it was pretty awful. But I think what was even more awful was last night I finally just like broke down and I just let all this pent up emotion out of me and I was sobbing and sobbing and I just was talking to my boyfriend and I was like, I'm trying so hard. I'm working myself to the bone. I'm pushing through so much just like deep nursing resentment and frustration and just absolute utter like bottom of the barrel fatigue. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to save for a future, for a house, for a wedding. And I'm just like, why am I doing all this if I literally am so miserable in the life I'm in now that it just came to me, I'm just going to quit. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I just don't know. But life is just not meant to be suffered like this. So I've decided I'm going to leave my current job in the next like 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm just going to see where it goes. I'm going to document the whole thing. I just feel like I so deep in my bones know that it's my time to move on from this. I've just completely outgrown who I was when I first became a nurse, and it just so deeply no longer resonates with me that I just feel supported, and I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to take you guys along for the ride, and I just want to show myself and I guess everyone that maybe there is a way out of this. And if I'm wrong, or if I can't find a way out, or if I start to run out of money or whatever, okay, I'll pick up another 13-week travel contract. Well, I'm currently a staff nurse in this weird, like, in-house traveler role. Anyway, I would just go back, just pick up a 13-week contract and suffer again for 13 more weeks. So if those are my two options, like, just continue doing this job that I was, like, kind of bait and switched on, or, you know, just leave, I'm gonna have to work the floor anyway and see if I can get out of it, knowing that the worst case scenario is I might have to do another contract. I'm super excited, I'm super nervous, but it just feels like so right, and let's see where this goes.
Hey guys, I'm making a big decision that could either be really good or really bad, but I am quitting my job at the hospital. I have my letter of resignation here. I really wanted to do it in person, but I'm not working for like 2 weeks, so I'm gonna have to just send it over email. It's nothing against the hospital or anything. I love working there, but it is an hour and a half drive. I do work there, so I have to go home the night before and then stay the whole 12 hours and then drive back an hour and a half after my 12-hour shift, and it's just, with like the money I'm making, it's just not really worth it with the gas. But I'm really sad, and I like don't know if I should do it. But I've been praying about it, and I really do feel like I need to do it, but I'm just so scared. And it was like my first hospital job, and I just like love working there so much, but my grades are just going down so far because of it. So I'm guessing it now. It needs to happen. I'm about to hit send. When I hit send, there's no going back. Send. Okay, well, I've officially quit my job, and I don't know how to feel about it. I'm really sad, because I love that job. But I know it needed to happen. My grades are more important for my nursing career than working that job and trying to keep that job over the summer. But anyways, that's all. Bye, guys.
So almost 6 months ago, I posted a video that I quit my first RN job. Bitch, after 4 days. And since that video, people are wondering, like, what do you do now? Because you're an RN, 4 days, quit your job. How are people going to hire you? So now I work in endoscopy. So we do upper endoscopies. So we look at people's, like, esophagus, stomach, and then the start of their small intestine. And then people also get colonoscopies. And for this job, it's Monday through Friday. It's outpatient, no weekends, no call, 8-hour shifts, which is really nice. I know everyone doesn't fuck with 8-hour shifts, but I personally do, because when I did 12s, like, as a tech in the hospital, I would have to get home and immediately go to bed. And bitch, I got cats. I want to spend time with them. I want to do a little stick toy. You know what I'm saying? And it's really depressing to have to come home, go to bed, wake up again. Like, I think that's awful. And also, like, on your days off, yes, you have like 3-4 days off, but you're recovering, at least I was, for the rest of those days. So for me, Monday through Friday really works, because I can like get home, I can do groceries, I can chill, I can like hang with my cats. So it's a lot better for me personally, like socially. And my previous leader, like for the program I quit after 4 days, was positive that I was not gonna be able to get hired as a new grad and outpatient, but here we are, boo. In the flesh. So what I do is we rotate through pre-op, intra-op, which is where you're in the procedure room, like during the case, taking care of the patient, kind of like the OR, and then recovery. So in pre-op, obviously you're like getting the patient ready, you're like educating them, doing IVs, doing like a baseline assessment, all this shit, million questions. In the procedure room, you're the nurse in there, like making sure they're doing good. So you put oxygen on them, we have them sign consent for the sedation, roll them on their side. And then we get to push for sed and fentanyl, which I think is so fun, pushing meds. I feel like a real nurse, do you know what I'm saying? And then every 5 minutes I take vitals, make sure they're doing good. Oxygen drops, turn up the oxygen, reposition, blah, blah, blah. And you get to see so fucking much. You get to learn so much. Like, I get to watch the screens. It's really cool. Like, we take out polyps. We use shit to inject under them to, like, lift them. Take biopsies, stuff like that. And in my work, I don't know if this is the same everywhere, but we get to start learning after 6 months how to tech. So there's a tech who helps out the doctor, and they're the ones that's, like, doing all the biopsies and stuff like that. Like, they're get the little tools and shit. And the doctors say, like, open. You open it, like, little forceps and stuff like that, which is really cool. So nurses get to do that after 6 months. And then in recovery, you bring them out. They hang out for a half hour, do 3 sets of vitals, snacks, something to drink, discharge papers, go over anything they found, whatever, whatever. And I honestly think it's so fun. I came from colorectal previously as a tech. I mean, we had mad specialties, but, like, I kind of gassed it up on my resume. Not gonna lie, I worked with rectal tubes, ostomies, all that shit. But, like, not really related to what I do now. So if, like, you're nervous that you have no background in GI, bitch, guess what? I had to re-educate myself on the anatomy and physiology of the abdominal organs. Do you know what I'm saying? What they do, where they are, what's connected, all that shit. So don't be nervous. And I honestly didn't even feel like a new grad for, like, most of my beginning time there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was such a smooth transition, and it's so important to have people there that actually facilitate your learning, don't make you feel dumb, are okay with you asking fucking questions. Because it's more concerning for nurses who don't ask questions and think they know everything than nurses who ask a million questions and want to learn everything. No one should ever get mad at you for asking questions. And bitch, I ask dumb questions all the time. I don't give a fuck. I would rather have somebody think I'm dumb, but guess what? I'm actually knowledgeable, than the opposite, where it's like, I do something, I fuck something up because I didn't ask. I didn't know because I was afraid. Stop right there. No. And so because we're outpatient, like, we don't take critical patients. So, like, we don't take patients with, like, defibs, patients who have, like, ambulatory issues, TBI patients, stuff like that. We send them to the hospital. If you wanted to work inpatient GI, you deal with a lot more. You might be able to do, like, ERCPs. They might do, like, bronchoscopies. There's other things that they can do endoscopically that you'll get to see, which is really cool. So, again, like, if you don't fuck really with outpatient, you can do inpatient. They have 12s. They got all that shit. They do have call, though, at least where I work. So, you know, if you fuck with that, do it up. I will say, just because, like, I say it's a pretty chill job, that does not mean that it doesn't get busy. And, like, depending on how many patients your facility can do a day, like, we can do up to 48. Lately, we've been slow because med schedulers are no longer with us, so we aren't getting that many patients. So that's more like of our slow days. But, like, Mondays, we have all three rooms running, 3 doctors, and each doctor can have 16 patients a day because they're each usually half hour slots. So it does get busy. Like, some days it's not always chill, but, like, the busiest day on an endo unit outpatient will always, always be better than your best day inpatient. But I will say, bitch, like, this job is way cushier than all the other jobs that I've ever worked. Like, literally, I tell people this is the easiest job I've ever had. And I started working at, like, 13. I get to sit down. I get to take breaks. And if somebody calls in, guess what? It's not the end of the world. I don't have to pick up their slack. We call people in because it's not my responsibility to find people. I'm not the manager. I'm not the scheduler. That is your job. I always hated inpatient, where someone called in, somehow it was everyone else's problem. And then you feel bad for calling in. No, my boss doesn't give a fuck. No fucks given. And I know every staff is obviously different. And a huge reason I love my job is because of my staff. But, like, this job itself is chef's kiss. So if you're a new grad and, like, you're nervous about not having a background in GI, that's completely fine. Like, as a new grad, you're not gonna have a background really in anything unless you, like, were a tech before, like, patient care tech. So I would not be nervous. Fucking apply. Tell them, like, this is really something I'm interested in learning. You know, like, I'm a sponge. I want to learn anything and everything because it's so fun. You learn so much. I'm still learning things every day, which I would hope. I've only worked for 6 months. And I also teach, like, my older fucking coworkers. So honestly, I would fucking recommend it if you want a chill nursing job. Feel like a little bit more movement, moving, grooving, more critical patients. You can do it inpatient in the hospital. But again, outpatient, chef's fucking kiss, Monday through Friday, no weekends, no on call. Some people don't like that. I love it. I have time to do things. And, like, I'm not so drained at the end of the day that I can't do anything. I come home, chill with my cats, go grocery shopping, play little games. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, now we're in endoscopy. I think it is so fucking fun. I get excited to go to work every day. I have never once had a job that I was excited to go to. My last job as a tech, I dreaded. I literally would want to vomit every day I went in because I just knew it was going to be a shit show for my entire 8 to 12 hours. So if you're a new grad and you don't really know what you want to do, and you also know that you might fuck with outpatient, endoscopy is always there, baby. But also for me personally, I think it was nice to start off in a chill place and then, like, work my way up, because I did not understand as a new grad, like, why am I going to go 0 to 100? Going from school straight to, like, an ICU or straight to, like, a med surge, like, that fucking sucks because that's so overwhelming. But here, like, it was such a smooth transition because it was, like, very relaxed. Like, you had time to learn and ask questions versus, you know, fucking med surge, dude. I never had time to sit down, even as a tech. So just saying, and it was always there for you. That's all I got.
Please listen to me when I say there is a very big difference between passing nursing school and getting through nursing school. Right now, I am only doing one of the two, and that is passing. As someone who has hit this wall before, I want to share with you what I've done in the past and what I'm going to be doing effective immediately to get myself up out of this. We are unplugging from school completely. When I say unplug, I truly mean that. Do not pick up your book. Do not open up Canvas. If you see something on TikTok, that is related to school, nursing, scroll past it. We are fully disengaging. This may sound counterproductive in the short term, but long term, this is how we get back to being healthy. I'm pretty sure I told you this before, but you need to start washing your ass. Look good, you feel good. Cliche, it's simple, but that's what it is. I don't have a hoodie on, but anyways, mind your business. I'm still struggling with this, but cutting out my little trash TV during the week. Right now, I am overstimulated. I feel like my brain is going to pop, my head is going to explode. So it's not the best idea for me to be watching what I watch. I see a lot of advice on taking the day for yourself, watching TV, like scrolling, which I get that to a certain extent. For me, doom scrolling, mindless watching, that is hindering me more than it is helping me. When I'm feeling anxious or overwhelmed or overstimulated, 9 times out of 10, I grab from my phone, I go on TikTok and I start scrolling. On some real shit, I'm usually not even paying attention to what I'm watching. I'm gonna expose myself. It's not so bad where I will scroll, put down my phone, have whatever said TikTok, play over and over again as background music. It's sick, I tell you. It's not helping. Bitch, I'm overstimulated. Like, me stimulating my brain even more is like, that's not gonna help. This may sound real woo-woo, don't know. Take what you will, especially if you are emotionally drained, you have hit a emotional wall. Be careful with what you consume, because everything that you watch, listen to, everything that you take in, it affects you and it sticks with you. You catch my drift? Like, whatever you are watching and listening to mindlessly, ain't so mindless. You know what I'm saying? It's a little, if you get it, you get it. This also may not be for everybody, but praying and taking time to visualize what my better self, higher self, what me in 3 years, what she would be doing. Number one, just taking the time to reach out for help, which for me is praying. I'll be like, help, you know what I'm saying? Babe, I need help, hello. And then visualizing whoever that person is that you wanna be, start like tuning into that now, you know what I'm saying? Visualize what she looks like, how they react to situations. What do they do when they're stressed? What do they do when they hit the wall? The only way to do that is live in the present. That's a whole nother conversation that I just don't have the mental capacity to get into right now. That is my short, condensed version of about the 101 things that I've written down in my journal of everything that I need to do and will do. If you want me to share that, I 110% will, because I feel like school burnout is glamorized, it's talked about, kiki, we laugh, we all connect, girls same, but I don't see too many people talking about how we're gonna get up out of that. And one thing about me is I don't play with my mental health. I'm not gonna sit in no type of funk. That's not happening. That's not cute. That's not fun. Of course, tell you what I'm doing. Something like dog shit. I hope you not feel like dog shit. Okay, but as always, I love you.
So I'm quitting my student nurse externship, and let me tell you why. This unit that I was on, they didn't even want me to perform patient care tech task, let alone pairing me with a nurse. They wanted me to do things like make beds, strip beds, and get water. And that was all. When you advertise this position as a student nurse extern, but I felt like I was more janitorial staff. It is wrong to mislead nursing students and say you're doing a student nurse externship and really all you're gonna have them do is take out the trash and hand out waters. I really wanted to use this student nurse externship as a way to advance my career. If you don't already know, I already work as a certified medication aide, a med tech. A med tech does the exact same job as an LPN, but only in long-term care settings. So I really wanted to use this student nurse externship to advance my clinical knowledge and my clinical skills and get my feet wet when it came to working in a hospital setting specifically. But it just wasn't that. Every day I would come in, they would only want me to grab waters, pass out Gatorades, get applesauce. They wanted me to make up all the beds, strip the beds, and wipe things down. There's nothing wrong with doing those tasks, but when I generally was excited to learn and get new insight on nursing and practice nursing skills, learn new nursing skills, and that's all the opportunity that I was presented with, when it was advertised as a student nurse externship, it was just really disappointing. And not to sound high and mighty, but in a way, I felt like it was a waste of my time. When I came here specifically to learn, and I'm just doing janitorial tasks around the unit, that's just not...
I can't even believe I'm about to say this, but it is truly one thing that I hate about nursing. So if you've been watching my page, 2 weeks ago, my grandmother passed away. And the thing that I Okay. The thing that I didn't think about, like, becoming a nurse, and I don't know why, it just never crossed my mind, is that I feel like we are the first people to know when our family member is about to go. My grandmother's death was very sudden. She had an appointment that morning to get her dialysis catheter replaced. The replacement was successful, and she coded. My grandmother raised me, so this is something that I knew was going to happen, but it's something that I wasn't prepared for mentally. But when I went to the hospital and seen my grandmother and looked at her, my nursing intuition went off first, and I just knew that my grandmother was gone. It sucks. It really sucks.
I did an accelerated nursing program, and I wanted to make a video about the transparency of how much in debt I actually am after going to a private university for my BSN. So I went to West Coast University, I got my bachelor's degree, and I did the nursing program there and a couple of prerequisite classes that I needed to do before starting the nursing program. And I was enrolled at West Coast from October of 2022 until March 2025. So this was like 2.5 years of school, of education at the university. And because it is a private school, I did expect to pay a little bit more for it, and I was okay with this. So I had first gone to the school in 2020. Prices were so much better, but I was just scared of the financial part of it because I wasn't really like savvy or like knowledgeable in that area, and I was just scared of like actually getting a loan or something. So fast forward 2 years later, when I actually decided to enroll in school, I sat down with a financial aid advisor, and I was able to talk to them about my financial aid my financial expectations. I was able to talk to them about my financial aid, how much I was able to like afford, what I was actually going to be able to pay and like willing to pay for school. And so I was definitely just much more convinced the second time around going with them and talking to them about it. I should have done that the first time. But in the end, I am in debt with $40,000 for the school, which I know it sounds like a lot, but to me it doesn't sound like much when I think about it being an investment in my future. It's an investment in my education, and it's in a career that I know can take me far. This career also allows for me to advance my career and get higher education from it. So it's just a long-term investment for me. I really don't think that the $40,000 is a lot compared to like what a car costs also. I feel like everyone just chooses to invest their money differently, and I chose to put mine towards my education. So I hope this video is helpful, and I hope some people who are debating going to that school know that there are lots of different options, lots of way for you to get financial aid and just like money through the school. Because I did get some comments on a video a couple days ago of people saying that going to West Coast will get you in debt for $160,000. Some people were saying, yeah, if you want to be like in debt, $100,000. And I understand maybe there are some students that are paying for that, but it just depends. Like, I went into it with some prerequisite courses. I just have to take a few before starting. But that also lowers the price for you for attending. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can do your prereqs before actually going to the university. But don't be scared when you see people talking about $160,000, because that's not what everyone is paying. There's definitely lots of other ways that you can get the financial help that you need for school.
I very abruptly stopped nursing last week, and I have so many thoughts about it because I have said so many times, you guys know how much I loved nursing. Our nursing experience was so awesome and was like really healing for me as a mom, because we did IVF and had tons of issues and had a stillbirth before her. And so it felt like the first time something in motherhood came naturally to me, and I truly like had no plans in stopping. I would have probably nursed her till she was like 4. I had told myself that I was going to reevaluate when she was 18 months and try to decide like whether or not I wanted to stop around then. And literally last week, she just started to become so aggressive while she was nursing, and it was just making me like want to crawl out of my skin, that I went a whole day without nursing, and I just was like, I need a break like for today. And then that turned into 2 days. And then I was kind of like, okay, I've already done 2 days. Maybe we just be done. And the next 2 days were so brutal and so sad for both of us. Like, I was like, is this the right thing? This hurting her little heart. I was like so sad about it. And she was having a little bit of a hard time too. But Nick just did all of the night wakings and put her to bed and all those things, and she did pretty good. And now she's like the happiest little girl. Like, she's totally back to normal, and it's been a week. She very rarely is asking to nurse, basically just like when I put her down for bed. And Nick's been out of town, so I've been having to do that. And she just kind of whines for a minute or two, and we just talk about how she's a big girl now and I can give her cuddles and love and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, this is already 2 minutes. This is so long-winded. What I was going to say is, if you, like me, loved nursing and are wondering how you'll ever stop, I think I was worried that like my connection to her was going to be less since we weren't like physically connected as often. And I just wanted to tell you that that is not true. It's like the farthest thing from the truth. I don't want to get like horribly emotional about this, but it's been all consuming and very, very emotional for me. But I feel so much more connected to her now, because every time she does cuddle with me or like show me affection, I know it's just because she loves me. And I know she always loved me, but sometimes I'd be like, are you just cuddling with me because you're hungry? Or are you cuddling with me because you love me? You know, but it's been so special to feel like pure, genuine love with like no ulterior motive behind it. Not that that's, I know she's like not manipulating me or anything like that, but I think I was so worried that I would feel disconnected from her, and seeing her actively choose me still has made our bond like so much more special. And man, I just love her so much, and I'm so grateful for every part of my motherhood journey with her, because she's just been so great, but especially my breastfeeding journey. And now that it's over, I am so happy to be done. I feel like I could have quit sooner, now knowing the information that I have. I was just like so scared of what the emotional bond and stuff would be. So if anybody is worried about something similar, you're just gonna keep loving your baby more. Everybody says that, but it's hard to believe until you experience it yourself. An end of an era. I feel very free. I love just having my body back to myself. There's so many benefits. I feel seriously so much better. I feel like my hormones are already like regulating back being, I don't know, just like a normal human who has their own body. It's pretty sweet.
I've officially resigned from my job and from nursing in general. I didn't want to say anything until it was official, but it's now pretty official. I've been a nurse for about 5 years now, and lately I've been feeling like I'm at the end of my nursing journey. Just feeling run down, burnt out, stuck, whatever you want to call it. I've outgrown the career and just everything that comes with it. Just resigned out of nowhere, by the way. I do have another job. I have one more week of nursing and then I'm done. Moving into a totally different industry, and this is just a massive, massive step for me. All of my family are shift workers, and I'm moving into a job that's Monday to Friday. It's 9 to 5. It's very different from what I know. It's gonna be a massive transition. So guys are coming with me. We're gonna get through this together. Thank you guys for all of your support though. Just reading all of your comments and seeing how much this is all resonating with you all. I just want to share more and help support everyone who's in it. I think nurses are genuinely the most incredible people, and it is an amazing career. Don't get me wrong with that. Now I'm ready for something different. Love you guys so much, and let's figure out what the hell we're gonna be doing together.
Y'all, I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. All I know is I'm on my way home. But yeah, today was crazy. 3 of 3, 12-hour shifts, nurse. Yay. And I don't know, 24 years of the bedside, y'all, I'm just going to burn out, you know? Does anybody else feel like this, or is this just me? Like, I am burnt out. I've taken vacations, beach trips. I live in Florida now, so I live pretty much right on the road from it. One of the best beaches there is. And it's just like, yeah, it's time to change. Definitely time to change. It's not what it used to be, especially the past 5 years. It's just, wow. Whew, I don't know if it's going to take everything just to, for anything to change. I don't know. But something's got to change, because I'm telling you, this ain't working. And that's just facts, right? Drop in the comments. Nurses, let me know.
Nurses! Nurses, this is all the nurses. What are we doing instead of bedside? Me and my homegirl were just having a conversation, and we do not think we want to do bedside long term. Like, I've only been doing it, what, for almost 3 years now. And I'm like, I'm over it. I think I'm just about over it. So what are we doing? What's the side hustles? Are we starting businesses? Are we going back to school? We were literally just brainstorming of like different things that we can do. Because if I am going to start something else, I need to do it now, you know? And so I don't know. I need some ideas. I need to know what we're doing. What are we doing?
So when I hit nurse burnout, I knew I needed to do something about it. So this is what I did. First, I started taking care of myself. I started prioritizing self-care. I started using healthier products, non-toxic, clean, vegan products. I started to go to the gym, move my body every single day. It literally was just small habits that turned into sustainable habits. Then I partnered with a vegan health and wellness company and joined a network marketing business. So I was able to earn extra income from my phone alongside working full-time as a nurse. So basically what that means is I recommend products every single day to people that I genuinely use and love every single day. And I make commissions off of my sales. And we do this every single day. We literally like say our Starbucks order. We say where to eat, restaurants to go to, where your clothes are from, etc. So this business is really aligned with me. And it's so simple because you can literally work it anytime you want to. As long as you have a phone, you have Wi-Fi, you can literally work this business anytime you want. You're your own boss. So you literally work your business when you want to. There's no quotas. There's no anything like that. You just earn weekly paychecks. You can earn monthly bonuses, cash bonuses. You can earn a Mercedes-Benz. You can earn free trips. You get to go to Vegas every single year. And I met some of my best friends through this company from all around the world. It's so amazing. And once you join this business, you get access to free mentorships, coaching, one-on-ones from top leaders in the company. You're literally like made to succeed in this business. You just have to start showing up. And it's so low risk. So many businesses out there cost thousands of dollars to start. And this one's only like $50 or $100 or something like that. And you get amazing discount on all the products. So imagine getting a discount on like all of your health supplements, your toothpaste, your body wash, your skincare, things that you're already buying. Then you get a discount because you buy it from your own store. And of course, that follows the European standards of banning over 2,000 ingredients. So they're actually things that are so good for your body. If you have any questions, you can message me on Instagram or comment below.